The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Become a wealth creator today. Text VISIT to 800-454-1184 to schedule your 15-minute call with Eric and his team. That's VISIT to 800-454-1184.
Last year, Americans gave more than $319 billion in individual charitable contributions. Warren Buffett says we are a generous society. If part of your legacy includes charitable giving, it's really important to get the guidance on the best ways to reach those goals. We're going to cover that today and more with Eric. Thank you so much for joining us. This is Wealth Creator Radio. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. I want to give you the phone number so you can have this handy. 800-454-1184. Reach out to Eric and his awesome team. They have put together a great toolbox for you. It includes the book that Eric has written, Blueprint to Worryless Wealth. You can get a bunch of educational materials. All you have to do is put this phone number in your phone, 800-454-1184. And if you want, text the word toolbox to get all of this. You will be so glad you did. And find us online anytime at wealthcreatorradio.com. Eric, so happy to be here with you talking about charitable giving.
Yeah, I mean, it's the time of year where everybody's asking about that and, you know, wants your money, of course.
Yeah.
Should you do it? What's the best way to go about it? And yeah, there's a lot of good options there.
Right. So, you know, obviously this time of year, late November, that's when we start thinking about it to kind of hopefully get some tax benefits by the end of the year. Warren Buffett announced his annual donation of more than $870 million to several different charitable foundations. And he made this pledge back in 2006 to give away most of his wealth to charity. I want you to hear this little quick bit that we have, Eric. It's kind of funny.
I think that a rich person should leave their children enough so they can do anything, but not enough so they can do nothing.
Yep, very, very accurate. You know, yes, I think that is good. That, you know, a lot of people, you know, they're always saying that they don't want to have their kids be wealthy, you know, wealthy and stuff. And it's stuff that you worked for and they should work for it too. And, you know, but if you can help them make things easier, you know, obviously, like, especially the Bay Area has gotten way more expensive than it was, you know, a long time ago. So, I mean, there are some reasons to help, but I mean, I always tell people there's financial aid for college. There's no financial aid for retirement. So, you know, first and foremost, you want to take care of yourself. But yeah, if you can help with your kids, that's great. And, you know, also you also want to be a little smarter about giving too. So this time of year, lots of times people kind of don't give in the right manner. Lots of times they're given the wrong way to do it, which would be just giving cash. Lots of times you could, if you've got a stock that shot up a bunch and you wanted to limit how much exposure you'd have that company and you're thinking about selling some of it or something like that, you know, you just give that stock to that institution. And so, you know, maybe that stock's worth $1,000, but you only, you know, paid $600 for it. Well, that $400 capital gain, now you don't pay tax on, and now it just became a tax deduction, you know, instead of a tax hit. So, you know, that's one easy one to be doing. And then the other one is taking money. If you're over 70 and a half, you can donate money from your IRAs directly to a charity and you don't have to pay the tax on it. You don't get the write-off, but you don't pay the tax. So kind of actually a better deal.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that's the other way to do it. So yeah, don't always just go straight to the easy thing, which is writing a check. Sometimes it does make sense to get a little more strategy around it.
Right. Going back to Warren Buffett, he says that, you know, one, you know, reason he's giving his wealth to certain foundations is because they actually can do a better job of distributing money, right, to the people who need it the most. He said this back in 2010 when he was announcing a major donation to Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Here's what he said there.
If you're accumulating wealth it's very natural, or if you wish to accumulate wealth, to go to somebody that you think can handle money better than you can, an investment manager of some sort, whomever it may be. Turn your money over to them and say, you know, you can do a better job than I can do, make me some money. Well, I've got some people where I'm saying you can give it away better than I can.
So your reaction, yeah.
No, I mean, certainly there's a lot of institutions that can do a lot. I'm personally in Rotary Club and in Rotary for almost 20 years, I guess. That's cool. You know, and so, yeah, some of the things that we did, like Rotary Play Garden, which was an accessible playground, that was a huge project, but we only fundraised one portion of it. But by, you know, our leaderships and the people in the club reached out and got monies from other places, combined them all, and, you know, built a $6 million park that, you know, wouldn't have been built if it hadn't been for, you know, our club kind of spearing that effort. So, I think a lot of times it is good to find different institutions that you know, then you can trust that they're going to be doing what you want to have them do with those funds. And, you know, better than you trying to help out one person, you know, if you can give it to them and they can help a whole bunch of people and multiply it and such. And one thing too, to think about too, is a lot of companies nowadays also match your donations. A lot of them do that. So in terms of better ways to help people, that's another good one is, you know, if you do a donation, you check with your HR, you know, and see, hey, do you guys match our donations? And if they do, then then lots of times, you know, you have to send that money through a certain way to get that match. But you want to make sure to take care of that, because you don't want to leave that money on the table.
Right. So like you said, we have to keep a couple things in mind, you know, when to give, what to give, how to give. We do have to be careful. If anybody wants guidance on charitable giving this time of year, they can certainly give you a call and you would help them strategize.
Yeah. I mean, one of the other tools we have is a donor advised fund. So lots of times we've got clients where they've sold off some stuff. They've had some, you know, some good tax success by, you know, whatever, you know, maybe a stock that they sold, some options, a rental property or something like that. And you can actually do specialty funds where you donate a bunch of money like 1 year and then you give it out over several years. So that way you can have your own little foundation, but you get most of the tax benefit today. So those are, you know, we've got a lot of clients that we're working with right now doing that. And again, it's all part of an overall plan. And that's what you really want to have. You want to have not only know how much to give and where to give and such, but you know, you want to make sure it's fitting into your plan, that's not messing up your plan or harming it, or is it also benefiting your plan? Is it actually giving you more money because you're getting some better tax savings in a year when you need them? So to me, it always comes down to planning. So, you know, if somebody wants to set a time, I mean, this is the year to kind of give yourself a gift, right? So, you know, give yourself and your family the gift of actually having some better financial futures. So, you know, if you want to set up a time to talk, it's, we can set up a 15 to 30 minute phone call with me and just go over what's the issues, what's the concerns. All you have to do is text the word visit to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit 800-454-1184. Or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. And we're so happy to have you along with us today. Charitable giving, you know, might be really important to us while we're still here and able, right? But what else do we need to think about when it comes to our overall legacy plan, Eric, for maybe, you know, what we want to leave behind to our loved ones?
Yeah, I mean, that's always one that people tend to kind of forget about somewhat, and then they kind of remember and it kind of goes away, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, I think there's a couple things. One is the sentimental stuff, what a lot of people would probably just call junk. But might be really important to somebody's painting or somebody's, you know, whatever. You know, you want to make sure that's itemized out in your, you know, will or trust. But also in terms of assets, what assets are you leaving behind? Because 401ks, IRAs, 403bs, all those stuff that's not been taxed, now with the new tax law, you know, you've got 10 years to have to spend all that. So if you spent 30, 40 years building up all this money in your retirement accounts. Your kids have 10 years to spend it all and pay all the tax. And that's not the right message to give to the next generation. So sometimes moving some of that money to more tax-free stuff, sometimes even just redirecting some of that into life insurance, where you, then you have some long-term care benefits. You've got some tax-free money that you can leave to the kids. There's lots of great, great options out there. And especially with the rise in interest rates, man, the guaranteed stuff is so good. There's so many different ways to really leave the next generation out a little bit, you know, better off, but also not harm or hurt your own financial plan and actually help it a lot. So again, you know, it's all about kind of like pieces on a puzzle, right? You know, how do they all fit together? You know, how does it combine? Well, again, that all starts with planning. So yeah, this is the time of year to take some time. You know, you might have some extra time off. You know, we're actually still around during the holidays here. So, you know, if you want to set up that time, all you have to do is text the word visit to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit 800-454-1184 or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And we'll be back with more of Wealth Creator Radio and Eric Heckman right after this.
Be sure to like and subscribe to Wealth Creator Radio so you can stay up to date on ways to build your wealth and create a retirement you and your family will enjoy for years to come. Like and subscribe today and create your wealth for tomorrow with Wealth Creator Radio.
Are you happy with your Medicare plan? Even if you are, what was good for you this year might not be what's best for you next year. The team at Heckman Financial can help you sort through all the options to find the best one for you. Call now, 800-454-1184. That's 800-454-1184.
Hi, I'm Luann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman, who is president of Heckman Financial right here in Silicon Valley. Now, does the thought of outliving your savings keep you up at night? If so, I don't know if this will help you, but you're not alone. A lot of people are that way. The fear of outliving retirement savings is a huge concern for so many retirees in our country. So we're going to share some ways to help address some of the biggest money concerns in retirement. So, Eric, why don't you give us maybe some of the biggest concerns that your clients have about retirement?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, obviously, my process is named Worry Less Wealth, and so that's why we're trying to let people sleep without having to take a bunch of Ambien or something like that, right? but yeah, so with there was a article on Money Talk News about, you know, a survey that they'd done, I guess, of, you know, the top concerns and healthcare, inflation, you know, remaining independent, being prepared for emergencies, and you know, how much Social Security, running out of money, of course, is always one of the top ones, and needing to, you know, the good old sandwich generation, right? Needing to support other family members too. You know, those are some of the biggest ones that people have. I mean, I think always, you know, am I going to be okay? Is my money going to last? Is always number one. You know, really. And then healthcare is usually another big one because, yeah, if all of a sudden, you know, especially if you're married, one of the two of you have a $10,000 to $15,000 a month, you know, medical bill for being taken care of, and that goes for 2, 3, 4 years, that's a lot of money that just got eaten up, and that other healthier spouse may be around for 20 years in retirement. Mm. So those are definitely some huge concerns, and that's where planning comes in, right? I mean, that's why we do the planning, is to try to figure out some of these issues.
So yeah, outliving our savings is on that list. And I think a lot of it is because of, you know, what we're experiencing right now, inflation, and then the high cost of healthcare. So the question is, like you said, you know, I want to make sure that I've saved enough that I won't run out of money. How do you help someone understand that? And as you look at what they've done?
Yeah, really the only way to do that is to look at an income plan and look at how your money's going to last, right? So first of all, what's kind of your fixed money coming in? So if you're lucky enough to have a pension, yay. but most of us are not. So if you don't have that pension, then what, right? It's Social Security pretty much for most of us, and that's about it. So does it make sense to take some money and put it into some sort of guaranteed product that's going to pay you for the rest of your life? Lots of times that does really make sense. And especially, you know, after the Fed rate hikes, you know, occurred, then those rates have gone up a bunch. So, you know, these are better offerings than we've had in past 20 years, probably. So that is one thing to be thinking about, you know, and then also just how do you take that money out of those various accounts, you know, out of your 401k, out of your IRA, right? You've got all these different buckets of money to take money out of. How much tax you pay and when you pay that tax is going to have a big effect on the rate of return on those. You know, a lot of times even more than you actually made on those accounts is the tax is going to, you know, make a bigger difference. So having a strategy of when to take that money and when to take it out, that can be a, you know, a huge, huge change. So the only way I've ever been able to figure out in the last 30 years of business is really just having that income plan. And we run that money out with taxes, with inflation. Obviously, we have to figure out how much you're going to be spending, which is a little hard to do sometimes. But we can help you with that. You know, we can figure out that no BS budget, as I like to call it, which is the, you know, you take your last 12 months bank statements, add up all the withdrawals and divide by 12. And, you know, then that's how much money you spent. And that's the real number. It's, you know, yep. You can't lie about it. And once you have that number, then yeah, we could also say, okay, well, are you accounting for medical costs? You know, because most people aren't paying for their health insurance out of their checking account. A lot of times it's out of their paycheck. And so, you know, add those in, add in some fund, right? Because you're going to have 7 days of weekend versus two. Yeah. So, you know, once you have all that data in there, yeah, then we can run those numbers out. We can see, does this make sense? Is it going to last? What steps do I need to have? What changes should I make? You know, which buckets of money should I be funding more and less to in terms of tax-free or, you know, tax-deferred, like 401ks? And then, you know, really then that'll tell us, does that make sense? Will that last, or should you work a little bit longer, or, you know, you know, win the lottery? No, just kidding. that's really the process that people need to do. And one of the things that we've set up for people is a digital toolbox. And this digital toolbox has, you know, some really great resources in there, like, will my money last as long as I do? Right?
That's right there, yeah.
Just what we're saying. Social Security timing decisions, you know, when should you take it? It actually has a digital copy of my book, Worry Less Wealth. So that's all free, just some great information to get, quick reads, all of it. So, you know, I find being educated is really the first step. And then you can kind of reach out and get more information. So, yeah, if you want to get a copy of that, all you have to do is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, or download directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And thank you so much for joining us. You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. So you know what was missing on that list from Money Talk that you just shared a couple moments ago? It was about taxes, okay, and understanding our tax liabilities, what you were actually just talking about. So is there anything else we need to know about the impact that taxes could actually have on our retirement savings?
Yeah, well, I think one of my focuses has been always is taxes, because I always think it's crazy that, you know, the financial advisor says, oh, we don't give tax advice. And then the tax person says, we don't give financial advice. And they both point to each other and say, okay, here, you go get help.
Yeah.
All right. So from neither one of you. And so, you know, that's one of the problems. So if your financial advisor is not talking to you about taxes, yeah, it might be time to start looking around, because I'm licensed to do taxes mainly for that education, to be able to give people the correct advice. And it's a huge, huge factor. You know, if taxes go up 5%, that's not 5% of just, you know, your interest or something. No, it's 5% of your balances, right? Mm-hmm. Of those accounts. Mm-hmm. So that's a huge amount of money that all of a sudden just changed. And so a lot of times people also ask the wrong question. They'll often ask their tax person, how do I lower my taxes today, this year? Mm-hmm. Well, what if that makes you pay more taxes over your lifetime? Oh. Well, that wasn't the right way to go, right?
No.
You know, and so one of the things you want to do is look at, okay, how do I lower my taxes over my lifetime taxes, not just 1 year? And that's really our focus, because of depending on which bucket of money you take. Lots of times people don't take money from their IRAs until they almost have to when they first retire. Well, you might be in a low bracket right then. Why don't you take it out as much as you can to use up that low bracket? You don't want to jump from all of a sudden 12% to 22% and pay almost 50% more in tax just because you waited to take this more taxable money. So, you know, again, if you don't have that tax planning aspect of your retirement plan nailed down, it's going to cost you more than, you know, trying to make a few percent more. Yeah, it's you're going to make way more by having taxes than you would, you know, dollar for dollar. The time you spend on tax planning is going to out-earn the amount of time you spend on investment planning.
Yeah. So, all right. How do you help people learn then? We've got existing opportunities right now to save on taxes. Kind of walk us through that.
Yeah. So, I mean, lots of times, simple stuff. You know, do you have a Roth 401k option? Mm-hmm. A Roth 401k has been around since 2008. So it's not new anymore.
That's
so,
true.
most companies now, I'd say probably in the, you know, hopefully in the upper 95 percentile range, have that Roth 401k option. You know, the drawback is you don't get the write-off today, but the benefit is that money grows tax-free for the rest of your lifetime. Well, especially for my sons that are in their, you know, teens and 20s. I mean, my gosh, if they can have that money grow tax-free for 40, 50 years,
yeah,
that's a huge amount of money. Mm-hmm. Even if you only have 5 or 10 or 15 years left to retire, that's still a bunch of money. Still yeah, a bunch of growth, right? Yeah. And so that's one simple way. Other things of just, you know, again, like I said, if you are getting into that retirement withdrawal phase when you're starting to take that out, knowing which buckets to take is a huge difference. That's one thing. And then year to year, there's always going to be some stuff, right? You know, if you have a big tax bill because you're selling a piece of property or you realize a bunch of gains in your company stock or something like that, yeah, you definitely want to reach out and get some more tax advice. There's a lot of great different tools that we can use to lower that 1 year hit. But a lot of times people don't know that, or they try to figure it out in April. Well, a lot of that stuff, you have to do in that same calendar year. It won't work if you wait till the next year. So, you know, again, it's really critical to know taxes. You know, there's five areas you have to have a plan for. First and foremost, of course, is having that income plan, that written income plan, make sure you have that money to last for the rest of your life. Then where should your investments be to create that income? And then how does the taxes affect all of that? And so those three are super interrelated. Obviously, there's healthcare issues along the way and legacy issues. And so that's why we created the Blueprint to Worryless Wealth to take care of those five areas. Again, if that's something you want to get a little bit more information on, download all of our free materials in our digital toolbox. All you have to do is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox and you'll get the link for the digital toolbox at 800-454-1184, or download directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And we'll be right back with Wealth Creator Radio and Eric Heckman.
Do you know whether your retirement plan has any weak points? Discover ways on giving your financial future the proper tune-up. Simply go online to wealthcreatortoolbox.com to gain a better understanding in taxes, Social Security, and other ways to manage your portfolio.
And that's how it's done.
That's wealthcreatortoolbox.com.
Be sure to like and subscribe to Wealth Creator Radio so you can stay up to date on ways to build your wealth and create a retirement you and your family will enjoy for years to come. Like and subscribe today and create your wealth for tomorrow with Wealth Creator Radio.
Hi, I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman, president of Heckman Financial, where their mission is to get you to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. So we're so happy to have you along with us today. We're talking about money challenges in retirement, and one of the things that's likely to weigh heavily on your mind if you're concerned about your retirement, obviously, is the cost of health care. And it is no wonder that it's a big concern. Fidelity keeps telling us that the average 65-year-old couple can expect to spend now up to $315,000, this is after taxes, on health care in retirement, and it does not include long-term care. So let's go over some strategies that you recommend to people to help cover the high cost of health care in retirement, Eric.
Well, first of all, it's just making sure you have a plan, right? So just make sure you have a spending plan and an income plan. So right now, when you're looking at your budget, probably a lot of these healthcare costs are offset with stuff from work. You might have a health savings account or flexible spending account. So, you know, you might be pre-funding some of these things, but that goes away, you know, in retirement, right? So you still do need to have that accounted for. So say 500,000, whatever you know, it depends on your health, obviously. You do want to have some line item in there in your budgeting to see how much, you know, you're going to need for that. Obviously, it does ramp up as you get older and things change, you know, and so just having it as part of the plan, I think is a big critical one. You know, obviously, there's also two types of things, right? There's just healthcare expenses, which that Fidelity number was talking about, mm-hmm. which is copays, prescription, you know, all that stuff,
yeah.
dental bills. I mean, man, I had a client that... she always made me laugh. She was always kind of had a dry sense of humor, but she's like, look at this. And she opens her mouth and points to her teeth and says, that's $28,000 in there. She's like, when I pass away, these better be on display. And, you know, unfortunately she did pass away, cool. But, I don't know if they did really put any pointers,
you're
you
smiling. Know,
yeah, but it is, you know, dental is one of the things that's, it gets really expensive actually in retirement because there isn't good dental insurance there. So yeah, you want to have it accounted for. I think that's kind of the biggest thing, but again, that's not long-term care costs. That's just normal medical costs.
I know. So my neighbor was just telling me, you know, about her dental issues. She says, I don't have dental insurance. And obviously you just said Medicare does not cover that. So tell us what kinds of things Medicare does cover. And then how do we account for, you know, covering the rest of the expenses?
Most people are going to have a supplement. So that's kind of a change. Normally you have one insurance, right? And in retirement, you have Medicare that gives you some basic stuff. And then you have a supplement on top of that. Now, some of those will have sometimes some benefits for dental or other things, but for the most part, they don't give you much of any other benefits, you know, for dental and vision, some minor ones. But they do cover a lot of the normal, typical stuff, but there's still always the co-pays or deductibles, just, you know, just like you have today. The nice thing is once you hit 65, Medicare isn't, and the supplement isn't that expensive. For most people, it's 300, 400-ish, you know, a month. Huh. Pre-65, oh my gosh, it could be 800 to 1,000 a month.
Right.
So yeah, if you're trying to retire age, say 60 or something like that, you definitely have to really watch out, you know, your expenses there. But, you know, but one thing, of course, Medicare does not ever cover is long-term care costs.
Okay, very good. So, you know, a lot of people, I don't know, they just procrastinate maybe, but they kind of act like they're just assuming they're going to stay healthy even in their later years. So what's the problem with that?
Well, yeah. I mean, once their health thing hits, it usually gets pretty bad pretty quick lots of times, right? And and so, yeah, you can't just assume you'll always be healthy, or if you're somebody who's healthy now, you'll always be working out and you'll be fine. Well, you know, sometimes some weird stuff just happens, right?
And, right.
You know, it could be a stroke, could be, you know, whatever. And, you know, it could be disease, like, I mean, you know, my dad has Parkinson's and stuff. Yeah. And, you know, that's one of those slow diseases that takes away a lot of that health from me, right?
Right.
So, you know, so you never know what's going to happen, right? And so you do want to have a plan for it. You do want to make sure that it's at least accounted for, not just, you know, the monthly costs, but also, you know, the long-term care costs. And you know, that's, you know, both of those need to be part of a plan. And you know, one of the things that we've actually set up here at Heckman Financial is, and for any of our listeners, is a great toolbox where they've got lots of great downloads. Most of these are 15 to 20 page things, real quick reads, you know, about will my money last as long as I do, you know, Social Security Dilemma, the entire copy of my book, Worryless Wealth. So these are things that, you know, you can go get educated, find out about these things. Because the first thing is knowing what you don't know. And then the second thing is figuring out what you know.
Doing something
yeah,
about
yeah
it.
Doing yeah. something about it, right? Yeah. Learning about it. So, yeah. So yeah, so definitely download that, you know, all that data. It's great stuff. All you have to do is text to us and then you'll get a link and then you just click on the link and you know, you can download it really, really quickly. So super simple. All you have to do is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, or download directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. He is trying to help you create wealth in your retirement. And all these things we talk about, are topics that retirees are concerned with. And that's why we bring them to the airwaves. So right now we're talking about many challenges in retirement. And we thank you so much for joining us. Let's go ahead and talk about preparing for long-term care in retirement and who all needs to be thinking about long-term care strategies, even though we don't want to.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, sadly, this is probably one of the most neglected areas on the advisor side and the client side both. Nobody really wants to talk about it. It's no fun, right? Nobody wants to be there. But the reality is now Department of Health and Human Services says it's over 70%. I mean, when I started the business, it was around 50% odds that somebody would need long-term care.
Man.
Now it's up to 70. So 70 is not like a little bit of an odds. That's pretty high odds, right? And especially if you're a married couple, then your odds are, you know, pretty much guaranteed that one of you will need some sort of care. And that care easily, you know, $8,000 to $12,000 a month and going up from there and won't be going down anytime soon. I don't think AI or is going to really lower that cost until they have robots that can take care of us or something, I guess, right? But,
so
my biggest fear for clients really is always the situation if you're married and one spouse has an issue early on and ends up being there for 2, 3, 4 years and they've gone through maybe $300,000 to $500,000 of assets. That does not leave as much money now for that other spouse. And of course, once they pass away, they lose one Social Security check. So there's less income. They're in a higher tax bracket because now they're single and they have less money. Well, none of that's all, you know, adds up to a good situation. So having some sort of strategy, the traditional long-term care is not very good because I've had clients 100% rate increases. I had one that was 267% increase over 3 years.
What? Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And these are people, of course, in their 70s and 80s getting these letters where they need it the most because they thought they were smart and bought it in their 50s or 60s. And now they've, you know, the claims have come through and everybody's raising the rates. That's the hard part about that. And so one of the great things is there's some great products out there now where you can, you know, just dump money in and have it one and done kind of situation where like there's some annuity that, you know, you can put in $100,000 and it'll give you $300,000 for long-term care if you need it. If not, you just withdraw the money that it made. So there are some better options. There's some that are tied to life insurance where they guarantee the premium, but they're really technically really long-term care, but classified as long-term life insurance. So that way you don't have to worry about those rate increases. Lots of great options, but again, you got to get the data. You got to get that information. So, you know, if that's something you want to get a little bit more information on, it is critical. It is a huge cost, and it's likely, unfortunately, going to happen to all of us. It's happened to my dad. Didn't happen to my mom because she died too suddenly. But,
yeah.
You know, it is going to be a likely source for a lot of us to have some action taken. So, again, if you want to set up a time to get some ideas just to kind of talk about some of these worries, some of these concerns, it's super easy. You just text the word visit. We'll send you a link to set up a time to talk with me, Eric Heckman. All you have to do is text the word visit, 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And this is Wealth Creator Radio. Don't go away. We'll be right back with more from Eric.
As 2023 winds down, now is the time to be thinking about year-end tax planning. Join Eric Heckman, CFP and President of Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, for a free tax planning webinar. You'll gain valuable insights into how to minimize your tax liabilities while also maximizing your wealth-building potential. In this can't-miss webinar, Eric will show you some simple tax-saving opportunities you can take advantage of right now. You'll also learn tips on how to better understand your tax return and not just file it. Plus, Eric will discuss the coming tax law changes and how you can prepare for them and much more. So don't miss out on this free year-end tax planning webinar with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. RSVP now at WealthCreatorWebinar.com. That's WealthCreatorWebinar.com. Don't pay more in taxes than you have to. RSVP now at WealthCreatorWebinar.com. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
This is Eric.
Janine.
Don.
Matt.
Jason.
And Lisa.
From all of us here at Heckman Financial, we want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Thank you so much for joining us today. You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. Eric does this show every week because he wants to help you answer questions that you have about retirement. And speaking of that, today we're going to get into our Wealth Creator mailbag and bring some of these common retirement questions to the airwaves. All right, Eric, you ready for me to hit you with some questions?
Yep, let's go for it.
Okay, all right. Here's the first one. It's not really me, but it's a listener. Terry says, I worked at the same company for 25 years, and I had a 401k there, but they had a big merger, and now I'm not sure how to track down that account. Do you have any tips?
I hope you didn't just lose the account. That's pretty bad.
I hope not, right? It better be out there somewhere.
Yeah. So usually just calling the custodian, which is, you know, the company that was running it. So, you know, Empower, Fidelity, Vanguard, you know, any of those big companies. You know, and just talking to that 800 number is the best thing to do. And, you know, one of the things we do quite often with people to help them out is we'll actually have somebody from my team, the Wealth Creator team here, just, you know, jump on the call with you and actually call and ask any of those questions that you need to, because it is a little jargony, you know, when you're talking to those guys. And you know, then what you can do is see what kind of options you have. Typically, when you leave a company, it's usually best to roll it to an IRA. Individual retirement accounts, you know, it's a tax-free rollover. And by doing that, then you've got the whole world of investments pretty much open to you. When it's a 401k, it's whatever those 20 or 30 funds that they have, and that's the only option you have. Everything is pretty much at risk, except for maybe if they have a money market or something like that. So if you want something that's guaranteed or you want some steady income stuff, those are things that you cannot get inside a 401k. So yeah, it's usually best to roll that to an IRA.
Here's another question from Craig. Craig says, I've done a pretty good job keeping track of my budget and my finances my entire adult life. My question is, why is it so important to have someone else do this for me in retirement?
Well, you know, I mean, some people, they can do these themselves and run themselves. The hard part is you've been going one direction your whole life, which is save, save, save. And oh my gosh, every time I mention this to people, and it's funny, I've had people come back, you know, several months later and go, oh my gosh, you're so right. I had a client that retired from PG&E, and he's like, wow, when you said how freaky it is to withdraw money, you know, you were just, yeah, your hands down nailed it there. Because, yeah, normally, if you think about 30, 40 years, just put away. And then also now you have to take money back out. Well, now everything changes. The math changes because it's now very critical of when you take money out, how you take money out. You can design your own tax bill because if you've got all these different buckets of money, you have different tax ramifications. So if you don't know how to look at all that or how to do that, or if you're working with some advisor that doesn't do anything with taxes, it's going to be very hard to get a good correct answer to all that. So, you know, sometimes we have some clients that come in here and they want to run their own stuff, but they don't have access to some of the institutional products that we have. They don't have access to some of the foundational products that we have. So, you know, those are the big things. And then also there's, you know, your budget kind of changes. Your spending habits change when you've got 7 days a weekend instead of two.
Yeah.
You got a lot more time to have fun. You got a lot more time to play and go on those trips. And lots of times people don't really quite do the math on that very well. And so they end up being a lot more expensive than they think. So, you know, so one of the things that we can do is help people stay on track by just reviewing that every year and seeing, are you still in the right spots? You know, where should you be taking money out for this year for tax purposes and everything else? So, you know, there's a lot of stuff that you can do around your house on your own. You know, I've done a lot of stuff on home improvement, and, you know, I don't mind usually doing like a normal electrical outlet, but if I need to put in a 220 outlet or something like that, no, I'm not going to do that.
Because, exactly.
You know, that exceeds my expertise. So again, that, you know, it might be because, you know, some of the stuff might exceed your expertise, and that's why you want to go often talk to somebody. So, you know, we've actually got some great reports that we've put together, how to make your money last as long as you do, Social Security Dilemma, how to empower women investors, even my book, Worry Less Wealth, and a way to set up a time to talk to us is all
set up in our toolbox, and you can get that free. There's no cost, no obligation. All you have to do is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, or download it directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And I just want to remind you, Eric is founder at Heckman Financial. They're located in Silicon Valley here. They've been helping people retire for the past 30 years. And Eric, you've said, you know, your system is working very well because you, you know, help people retire, you learn, and you can guide them as well. So definitely take advantage of this. Thanks for joining us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Here's another question for you as we pull out some mailbag emails. This is Michelle. She says, my dad has always been a worrier, but now I'm afraid he's going to worry himself to death over every little thing, especially since he's constantly on social media. There's always a big scary headline that he's sharing with everyone, and I don't think this is healthy. Is there anything you can share with me on how I can talk to him about the financial news that seems to be scaring him all the time?
Yeah, well, I see this way too often. I mean, especially when somebody first retires, they tend to watch, they have more time to watch the news, and then they hear all these bad headlines. And then, of course, the social media, it's designed to get your eyeballs. It's literally, you know, they make money off of how long you're staring at that screen. So once you like something, it'll keep sending you more of that. So if it's something bad that you click on, it'll just keep getting more of the same bad stuff over and over. And it is quite scary. I mean, I have some crazy stuff that people come up with, you know, that, oh, you know, the banking system's collapsing on, you know, whatever, September 28th. I mean, it's always usually like a day. I mean, literally, I've had this like probably the last 10 years I've had, I don't know, five or six different dates of when things are going around, you know, going down. And then, of course, it never happens. And, you know,
then
I don't know. I don't know what happens to those websites.
Yeah.
You know, the dollar's going away. You have to put everything in gold, or, you know, all these silly stuff that's just meant to scare people. And then, of course, you click on this and then, you know, they'll sell your data or they'll sell you some sort of thing. And so that's one thing, is just turn a lot of that junk off. You know, stay away.
Yeah.
That's one thing. But the other thing, which we've been doing much, much more now with a lot of my clients, is actually having their grown children actually in on the meetings. I mean, with Zoom, we can easily do that if they're not local. I think it is something that you have to watch out for. And, because there's been some, I had a client get scammed by, you know, somebody that talked him in out of like about 15 grand or something.
No.
And, you know, it had nothing to do with our account, so we never saw it. But,
right.
It's one of those things where, yeah, you have to kind of watch out. I think more and more, you definitely need to be talking to your parents more about their finances and just checking in with them. Because sometimes as people get older, they're not really as adept. And then, of course, with a lot of the social media stuff, I mean, a lot of those phishing attempts on emails and other things, I mean, geez, some of those things look really, really good. And if you're not careful, you're going to click on something and then, they might get a lot of your data and other things. So, definitely listen to less of that scare tactic news and try to get off some of that stuff. But also be involved with your parents. I mean, if they're in their 70s and 80s, you need to be checking in with them on their finances. There's just, it's not something that you should ask them. Just say, hey, I just want to make sure everything's okay. You know, is there anything I can help you just to, you know, to be there for you? Mm-hmm. And especially if there's only one of them, because that's obviously what it's even worse, right?
Yes.
Because they don't have anybody else to bounce off this idea. And so definitely be careful out there.
Very good advice. Very good advice. Here, I think I have time for one more. This is from Will, and he says, what is your best advice for someone who is 10 years away from retirement and doesn't want to make any big financial mistakes?
Wow, that is the time when you need to start doing your plan for real. That's what we lots of times we'll call the financial red zone, kind of like what they do with football and stuff, right? That's the critical time frame where, you got to start taking that planning serious if you want to be 10 years instead of 15 or 20, right? So, we know that every decade there's two or three bad years usually in the market. We know about every, third decade is bad in the stock market, where every other two are usually pretty decent. So again, which decade is it? Which year is it? All those fun things. You know, that's why you need to start having some, you know, foundational money. You need to start having some, moving some money to steady income and not have it all in the market. And if it's all in your 401k, it's all in the market. So, you know, how do we get stuff that's besides stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs? How can we have some stuff that's locked in, some stuff that's guaranteed, and know that you're on track? And, you know, if you do that planning now, I mean, 10 years is the ideal time to be really doing that. Then, yeah, you're going to be able to be very successful in retirement, really. But yeah, if you wait till in my retirement's next year, oh, you know, or last week,
yeah,
you know, it can be really ugly, because what if that year's a bad year and you have everything in the market? Then what do you do? Do you go out and get a job? You know, whatever, right? So again, if you want to get some resources that can really help you out, and, you know, again, stuff like, will my money last as long as I do? You know, Social Security planning, my book, Worry Less Wealth, and even Set a Time to Talk. All you got to do is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184. Or download directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Don't go away. Wealth Creator Radio will be right back with Eric Heckman.
Are you happy with your Medicare plan? Even if you are, what was good for you this year might not be what's best for you next year. The team at Heckman Financial can help you sort through all the options to find the best one for you. Call now, 800-454-1184. That's 800-454-1184.
Be sure to like and subscribe to Wealth Creator Radio so you can stay up to date on ways to build your wealth and create a retirement you and your family will enjoy for years to come. Like and subscribe today and create your wealth for tomorrow with Wealth Creator Radio.
Hi, this is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Eric is president of Heckman Financial, where their mission is to get you to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. So we have come to the part in our show where Eric tells us a wealth success story. So this is always a nice lesson of something, you know, that worked out for someone, a good example to see how things can work out the best for retirees. So Eric, why don't you tell us about what you have for us today?
Yeah, well, you know, in 30 years of doing this, I've seen a lot of smart things and a lot of things that people don't do. It's not so smart.
You've seen it all. You
know, seen it all for sure. You know, really, it's always so boring sometimes when the answer is they, you know, people took some time to plan, but often that, you know, believe it or not, that's actually usually the case. And I was doing a review at the end of 2022 with a client that, you know, we'd started working together in 2020 actually. So, you know, we're obviously in the middle of the COVID stuff mm-hmm. and all that, but they were, you know, still working from home and wanting to retire. And so they wanted to start, you know, getting that plan together, making sure they had everything set up. And so, you know, we started looking at all the various accounts. We started doing some Roth conversions back then because, you know, with the market being down and then back up and such, you know, we put some money into foundational stuff, stuff that can't go away, stuff that's guaranteed. When the markets do good, they earn some good income and earn some good rates. But when the markets go down, they don't lose. And then we also had some steady income funds that pay good dividends that are less volatile. Well, of course, in 2021, everything did great, right? So they were very happy. And, you know, as everybody is, right? Nobody ever complains when everything's up.
Right.
And then, of course, 2022 came around and everything went right back down. And the nice part was that foundational money, their statement said -19%, you earned zero. You know, that's a good thing, right?
Yeah, right.
I mean, it's very, you know, -19 is not good, but when you earn zero, but you lost zero,
right.
I mean, it should have almost said you lost zero, not you earned
that's
zero.
That's what it should have said, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It should say that. And, you know, and so that was very reassuring for them to say, wow, okay, now we know where we can take some money out of for this first year if we need some, because we know that didn't go down and we know we can kind of weather these storms. And that's why this process works. You know, the nice thing for me is, you know, a lot of times when you first start out doing something, you don't know if it's going to work. And especially if it's something that takes years to, you know, to go through the process. If you want to get a little bit more data, you want to set up a time to talk, or if you just want to kind of look over some of the resources we have some great stuff on paying too much in tax and how to empower yourself. All you have to do is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. 800-454-1184. Again, text word toolbox, 800-454-1184, or go directly to and download it at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.